Hello? Hello? Aye, it's me, Dr. Mack. Oh, it's the prison. More sickness? Oh, it's you, Colonel. Why, yes, I'll come along, of course. You want to see me particularly? It's no case of illness. No? Then why... Oh, you'd rather wait till I come. Very well. I'll be along as soon as I've finished here. Goodbye, Colonel. Are you there, Etty?
Yes, I'm here, Robert.
I'll be a wee bit late, because after my rounds, I'm going over to the jail. The Colonel wants to see me.
Well, I wonder what it can be about.
Well, he wouldn't say on the phone. Is there anything you want in town while I'm over there?
Yes, dear, but as you'll certainly forget them, I won't bother.
Well, that's most insulting to my memory.
Go on with you, and be back as soon as you can.
Well, Dr. Mack, you've heard most of this man's history. He's been a prisoner under my charge for nearly 8 years now. Tomorrow he goes free. He's the sort that never should have seen a prison.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Confound it, old friend. I don't know. But somehow I came to the conclusion you should see him.
I'm a wee bit mystified, Colonel, but come on, produce the man.
He's in the next room. Will you come?
Aye. Lead on. I declare I'm almost twittering with curiosity.
Doc, this is Donald McIntyre.
Donald? Oh, it can't be. Dear heaven, no.
What sort of a trick is this, Governor? How do you know?
Forgive me, both of you, and let me explain.
Aye, I think you'd better. Mercy on us, Donald, my brother. I can't believe it.
Well, that same person, Robert. But do believe me, the scheme of the Colonel's has nothing to do with me.
Will you let me explain? Dr. Mack, this man has interested me since he first came here. He committed fraud once and has now served sentence. He's not a natural crook. I obtained his whole history.
Why couldn't you keep it to yourself?
Because, McIntyre, I was sufficiently interested in you to see you fell into the right hands when you left here. I've had your connections in this country traced. They led me to your brother, my old friend, Dr. Mack.
Don't be a fool, Robert. Forget me and go away. What possible good can it do to you to have the whole world know your brother is a jailbird?
Donald, lad, the point is that I'm the only one in this far land you can turn to for help.
You were always a generous blighter, weren't you?
Shall I leave you, Doc?
Aye, if you will. I'd like a wee word with my brother.
I'll be back in a few minutes.
Well, Bob, there's no need of any pretense between us. So take my advice. Get out now and forget that crazy old fool ever let you know I was inside.
Is that what you'd like, Donald?
Yes. No, no. Oh, God, Bob, why dangle wine in front of a man parched with thirst? And yet to see you again and hear your voice, the same old Bob, is great. But anyway, Bob, go on now. Don't spoil a good life with my rottenness.
Mercy on us. It's all of 20 years. I've wondered where you've been, Donald. Time was when we were mostly together.
Why the devil don't you curse me?
Why should I? You've paid, and dearly too, I'm thinking. Would you like to tell me about it, Donald, lad?
Well, Bob, it all started these years ago. 25 odd years. When, as youngsters, we left college. I remember you got your degree. I was trying hard to persuade you. Don't be stodgy, old man. Well, you've a tremendous future in front of you. Practice in the city.
Ah, but why should I, Donald?
Because you're the most brilliant MD of your year. Almost in no time, you could be specializing, making a fortune. Robert, you've got everything, appearance and ability. You can become a celebrity.
When I took up medicine, Donald, I didn't take it up for money.
Fool.
Oh, you can laugh, but somehow the mania for curing things has got me. The thought of applying my skill for the benefit of others is terrible pleasing. I've looked things over, and I've settled on a little township where I feel I'll be of more service than gallivanting round the skirts of fashion and quality.
That's incredible.
No, not it. It's not in the big cities that the heart of Australia lies. It's way out in the country, where life is hard, where the sun and the elements are ruthless opponents, where men wrestle to make a country great and become great because of their tussling. There lies the heart of this country. And I like to get at the heart of things.
That's not my way, Robert. I'm for the city. I'll get among the money, the big noises, and if I can't divert some of that wealth to my own use, win independence, I'll eat my hat.
Well, you've taken a worse mistress than I have, lad. I'm wondering if she'll treat you kindly.
I'll make her. You're set on the country, Robert. I can't make you change your mind.
No.
Then it's different roads at last. I'm sorry, old chap.
Oh, these roads will meet times, Donald. When your country relation comes to see you in your great mansion in the city.
And the great mansion in the city is one of His Majesty's prisons.
If only I'd have known about this.
Oh, wait, let me tell you. Things went well for some years, and then I found the pace too slow. I wanted more, much more, and quicker. Well, I tried the shortcut. I embezzled my client's funds, and here I am. After 8 years, setting out to start all over again. If it's not too late.
Of course it's not too late. This time, Donald, maybe you'll keep in touch with me, eh?
Oh, don't be an idiot. Of course I can't. Haven't you realized yet that if it's known you have a brother, an ex-convict, you'll be socially ostracized?
Losh, man. I didn't move in great society.
Oh, don't hedge. You'll be ostracized. Your practice will wither away. Now think of your wife, too.
Aye. I'm thinking of her, the dear lass. And thinking of her makes me insist that for the time being, you come with me.
Why?
Because she'd scorn me if I did otherwise, and... oh, well, if you'd ever been scorned, like my wife Etty can scorn, you'd understand. Donald, lad, you only want a helping hand. You'll come good again, I know.
I will, too, Bob. Even if it's only for your sake.
Well, Dr. Mack, did I do right?
Aye, Colonel, you did. You've given me back my brother. The missing half of me. You see, we're twins. It's a tie, Colonel, that you'll maybe no understand to the full. No, I shouldn't call it a tie. A tie is a shackle, something onerous. The fact of being a twin is a bond, but a greatly prized bond. It's part of one. And if one of us suffers, the other suffers.
Robert, don't.
You see, I loved my brother in the years gone by. I see no reason not to feel the same way about him now.
Order, please. Order. Hello, counselors. I have a memorandum here from Counselor Dr. Robert McIntyre. Well, the fact is, I think he should himself make the council aware of the matter.
I appreciate the opportunity, Mr. Mayor. The matter is merely one of resignation.
What?
No, rubbish. Please.
Mr. Mayor, those protests give me heart to say what I have to say. It may have come to your knowledge that recently I have discovered a brother, my only brother, whom I had lost for many a year.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, we did hear something.
Aye. Many people have now heard of him. Gentlemen, he has recently completed a sentence of imprisonment, justly deserved and justly administered. I had no excuses for him. And he, thank God, has grace enough not to excuse himself.
Is this necessary, Doctor?
Aye, it is, Major Penfold. In these circumstances, I feel that maybe the mayor and you, his counsel, would be embarrassed by the presence of a man like myself with criminal associations.
Look here, Doctor, there's no...
I'm asking the council, therefore, to accept my resignation.
Rubbish, we cannot do that.
Order, please. The fact is, Dr. Mack, there is another matter in the agenda.
I would like it, Mr. Mayor, if my motion could be taken now and recorded. I would like to be excused further business.
In 1 minute, Dr. Mac. Major Penfold, please.
Yes. Mr. Mayor, the business I have to move is that of the nominations for your successor. In brief, Dr. McIntyre was the unanimous choice of this council.
The ordinary procedure of the ballot will be taken later, but I understand, Major Penfold, that it will be a more or less superfluous proceeding.
Absolutely. Absolutely superfluous, sir. Mr. Mayor, the council is unanimous.
How terribly exciting, how thrilling.
Exciting, thrilling? Aye, in a way, yes, dear. But how enlightening.
Yes, that too, Robert.
It's no good blinking the fact that we have some very hard and narrow people in our community.
Don't we know it?
Aye. And yet, underneath it all is a sterling worth, which, as expressed in that council meeting...
You need never have told them about Donald.
No, but I felt I had to. You know, Etty, I told Donald himself years and years ago that the great heart of Australian people beat in the countryside. Today has proved me right.